Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, December 10th. Beautiful day in LA. Beautiful day on the show. I'm joined by Jennifer Golden. Welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Thanks, Sam.
Yes, Jennifer is on board. And after a lengthy decision, for me at least, I mean, it took me like all weekend to really like, I decided Jennifer is best suited for the show. And she's going to be writing with us for who knows how long.
Hopefully a while.
Yeah. Like I said, beautiful day. We're going to have a guest in a few minutes. Jennifer sort of like got caught off guard. It's going to be sort of like sex related. So we'll warn people before the guest calls in, and we'll try to keep it clean. But we have to remember that sexuality follows us everywhere. And we try to feel comfortable about it and talk about everything and anything. And we've had some cool people on the show. But yeah, see how you feel.
I'm sure I'll be fine with it, but
you'll
I did text my mom and dad not to listen to today's show.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
They can
maybe they can listen. Yeah, listen to the first 15 minutes, and then you can go.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes you have to think about the people that listen, you know, but I realize there are so many people that listen. You can't make the show for anybody specifically.
Right.
So you got to do it the way you want to do it. And if people like it, they come, right?
Yep.
It's just like, I mean, that's what art is about. You know, when a painter sets out to paint a picture, they don't go, well, are people going to buy my painting? You know, first you paint the painting. And then if people are interested, you paint what comes to you.
Right. You that's know? When people sell out, is when they start doing it for the money and for the audience.
Exactly.
Instead of you for know? Themselves.
I know. And it boggles my mind how many people listen, you know, because I thought, you know, even if 100 people listen to you, it's like, wow, you know, it's like you have to really think about what you say. But when you have 100,000, which is what we have a month, you know, this past month, this show alone had 100,000 downloads. Between our site and iTunes and all the other places. And It's kind of scary sometimes. I mean, you go, wow, you know.
Yep.
That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people.
Can you imagine if you had to meet all of them?
I mean, I would be exhausted.
Yeah, you know.
I would lose my voice.
Yeah, definitely, you know. So it's something that that I think about sometimes, but I try not to in order for the show to flow. You know, if you start watching everything you say,
right,
you're not going to get anywhere.
Can't please everybody.
No, no. So, I mean, this is a an internet station, and we're not limited to language and things like that, you know. So
which
we
is
talk
great.
And stuff, right?
We can say whatever we
right.
want.
And yeah, so it's cool. So how are you doing this morning, Jennifer?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, have you had like a busy week?
I have had a busy week.
Yeah.
It's been good though.
That's good. Busy is good.
Yeah, a lot of early meetings, which is why I have bags under my eyes.
Really? Yeah, right. Bags under our eyes. You know what? I should be complaining this morning. I get up, I get ready to take a shower, to shave. First of all, no hot water.
What?
Yeah.
Where did it go?
Where did it go? Well, they were probably working on it and didn't bother to tell us that we're going to work on it.
That's not okay.
So that's not okay at all. I mean, for me to leave the house unshaved and unshowered, forget about it. You know, it doesn't happen. So I threw some cologne on myself and stuff, hoping that I'm not going to stink anybody. But I'm not happy about that. But I thought, what am I going to do? Get mad? You know, it's not going to get me anywhere.
Right.
You know, especially early in the morning.
Right. You should definitely say something, though, because in the
future,
they should let you know.
Yeah, they know. I mean, they always give you notices beforehand, you know. So he's probably going to say, yeah, it was an emergency, blah, blah, blah. But come on, man. This is when people are getting ready for work.
Right.
You don't do it right there and then, you know.
No, what if you had a big meeting and you had to do your hair?
Yeah, you know. I mean, what is that?
Exactly.
you know. I never leave the house like not dressed nice or showered or anything, you know.
Yep.
So I try to make up with it with my clothes and everything. Hopefully I look okay.
You do. And at least you're not letting it ruin your day.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not going to let it. And but then a couple of upsetting emails in the morning. So that was enough to get me going. Yeah. But as you can see, I'm totally relaxed and smiling and everything because I've decided to conquer irritations.
That's a good thing to conquer.
Yeah.
What brought that on?
Just the fact that it doesn't get me anywhere.
Right. Well, yes. Yeah. That is very true.
Yeah. But it's definitely nothing new that I've learned. You know, it just sometimes you forget and you go, God, all these things are happening to me at the same time and I'm irritated. Right?
Yep.
But it's not about what happens to you. It's about how you react to it, I think.
Absolutely.
You know? And that's what it's about. You know, I read a book called Man's Search for Meaning. It's a pretty, like, famous book by Viktor Frankl, I think his name was. And he was a Holocaust survivor. And he wrote a book. He was a psychiatrist at the time, too, and everything. So he wondered what makes people want to stay alive? Because he was at those death camps and he saw some people throw themselves at the electric fence, killing themselves, and then some people not doing that.
Right.
And he wondered, you know, what is the difference between them? Because everybody's going through the same thing here. And he realized it's about how you view what happens to you. That's how you can find happiness. You know, because if you find meaning in what happens to you, because otherwise it all seems like random and cruel, and you know,
right. And those are the people that think they have bad luck or that they're doomed or that the world's against them.
Yeah, you know, but I mean, I do feel some people get more than their fair share.
Yeah, I wonder why that is.
Because, well, if you're kind of spiritual and stuff, you know, then you think about reincarnation and all that stuff, so you have lessons to learn and all these things, and everybody's at a different place in their journey.
It's also the energy you put out. Like, some people just have a bad attitude about everything, and then more bad things happen to them. It's like, well, maybe you should stop having a bad attitude.
That's true. That's true. So were you always, like, a positive person?
I don't know. I don't remember, but I know that my parents were pretty spiritual growing up and read every book that you could possibly read. And then I think that I, at some point, decided I was going to look at the world a certain way.
Yeah.
Whether I wasn't before or was, I don't know. I just sort of...
But it was conscious.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, it has to happen at a certain point in your life. You say, you know, I mean, things are going to happen, you know.
Right.
And, you know...
A lot of it's perspective, too.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it depends. But, you know, I thought, you know, after 50 years on Earth and stuff, that I'm over all the trials and tribulations and everything's going to be like smooth sailing, right? No way, man. You never finish learning. You know, I mean, it's always with you.
Right.
And until your last moment on Earth, you're going to be tested and tried and all these things, you know. So you may as well get used to it, you know.
Exactly. It's not about, what is that quote? It's not about the fact that you fall, it's how you get up, or it's what you do when you get up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at quotes.
So much pep talk for one day.
Yeah. Here, something that's not so great. It's going to rain tomorrow.
Is it really going to rain?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a torrential downpour.
Really?
Just tomorrow.
Okay, well, I welcome it. I don't know about you. You come from a place where it rains.
Right.
So you're not that crazy about it.
No, I'm just not going to have nice hair the next couple of days. Sorry.
Yeah, but I guess back in Miami, it's worse, huh? Your hair probably gets frizzy and stuff from the humidity.
Absolutely. It's like a fro, like an actual, like,
really? So everybody walks around with hair like that?
Yeah, you're just over it. Or you have an umbrella. Or everyone's just wet, so you get over it.
Yeah, that's true. Here, we don't get much rain. I mean, we have, like, summer weather here.
All the time. Today must be 80.
80, yeah. Like yesterday was 80 degrees. And you wear a long sleeve and you go, what did I do? You know, I mean, it's too hot outside.
Right.
And then at night it gets cold.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know. And it doesn't feel like winter here at all. But I do remember December's being pretty sunny here, you know.
Yeah, but
almost
a lot,
every year.
Like cooler, though, at least 10 degrees cooler than
yeah,
it is now.
That's true.
Global warming is killing it.
Yeah, I really think it's doing something, you know. I used to be doubtful of it, but I mean, look, the weather's changed everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not the same anywhere, you know.
No. Nope.
It's gotten either colder or hotter or more precipitation or less, you know. But we've definitely got a drought here, and we need the rain, you know. So relax, enjoy it. You know, it's okay not to have perfect hair every day.
I'm okay with it. And my car definitely needs a bath, so I'm ready for the rain.
Except the rain soils it more than it cleans it, in my opinion.
Oh, you'd be surprised if you saw my car.
Really?
It needs it.
Yeah. Do you have a dark car?
No, I have a white car, and I park on the street.
Yeah.
So my car is just a shade of gray all the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, to see dirt on a white car, it has to be pretty dirty.
Oh, it is.
Really?
It's embarrassing.
So you live in Hollywood, right?
West the Hollywood yeah.
area. Do you like it there?
I love it.
Yeah?
I do.
There's things to do there all the time, huh?
All the time, and all of my friends live there. We would like to eventually move west, like to Brentwood, that area, you know, closer to the west side. But West Hollywood at this point in my life has been pretty awesome.
Yeah. Do you go out a lot, like during the week and stuff?
To events and things like that. I'm not somebody that really likes to go to like bars just to go.
Yeah. But you do go out. What about clubs? Do you go to clubs sometimes?
No. I try not to.
Yeah.
Unless somebody that is close to me is having a birthday, I will try not to step foot in a club.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know if it's an age thing. I mean, I told you that I started very young in Miami, so I kind of got my clubbing days out of my system, I guess.
Okay.
Now I'm really content staying home with my Christmas tree and watching movies. Maybe having a bottle of wine with a friend.
Yeah.
Not a glass, a bottle.
Yeah. So you're over the club days and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. It's a lot of work, too. Like, you have to get dressed. You have to go out. You
yeah.
have to deal with, like, driving there, whether it's an Uber or parking or whatever you're going to do.
That's true.
And you have to stay up late.
Yeah.
You know, you don't go out until late.
Yeah, that's true. And then there's holiday parties now and everything.
Yeah, I'll go out for those.
Yeah, those are fun.
Those are really fun.
Yeah.
I'm pretty festive.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't know. I mean, there's great clubs in L.A. I'm not a club person either, you know, so.
You probably got that out of your system, too.
I don't know. I wouldn't mind going, actually. You know, I just don't know people that want to go.
Right. They have to call you and invite you, and then you'll go.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to go by myself to a club. I mean, what's that all about?
I don't know. That's, yeah. Then you're that weird guy that's alone in a club.
I know. Who does that, you know?
I think there are people that do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like guys, obviously. Girls don't.
No, I don't think girls do. That's like, you know, an opportunity for a dangerous situation.
Yeah.
I could see going to like the movies alone or like going to eat alone, but not to a club.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not to a club. No. Even people go to alone to bars and stuff, right? And then they meet other people and things like that. I'm not a bar person either. I don't know. But near my house, there's a couple bars. And there's always people hanging out and, you know, standing outside. There's maybe a food truck or something pulling up.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. But I don't have the balls to go by myself and check it out, you know. But I think it's a good way to meet people.
Yeah, I mean, you just...
Right?
Like,
I mean, because I think many people go there by themselves and then they just hook up with other people and talk to them.
Yeah, you saddle up at the bar.
Yeah.
Meet the bartender.
I know.
Hang out. People sit next to you.
Yeah, you see, I've never done that, but I mean, it would probably be a cool thing to do.
You could try it.
Yeah,
see
I know.
What happens.
I know. The worst thing can happen, I can leave in 5 minutes, right?
Right.
Nobody's keeping me there.
No. You're not chained to that bar stool.
Yeah. So you partied a lot in high school, you said?
And, yeah.
And in college, too, right?
Yep.
You went to the University of Florida?
Miami,
University of Miami.
Yeah.
And, here's our guest. So let's go ahead and take this call. Go ahead, put on your helmet. This is going to be a ride. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead. Is this Sharon?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Sharon. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Well, thank you.
I'm here with Jennifer, and Jennifer is the new co-host, so she was kind of like It was unexpected of her to have an interview like this on the first show. So let's try to keep it a little clean, Sharon, as much as we can, so not to offend her. I don't want her running out of here on the first show.
I'll try and be a good girl.
Okay. Where are you calling us from this morning, Sharon?
I'm from Ontario, Canada.
Oh, wow. Canada. So you guys get a little frisky in Canada, too, huh?
Oh, we know how to keep our men warm at night here, yes.
What's the weather like there? Is it freezing and snow and stuff?
It's a little cold. There's no snow where I am, but I think there's probably a little bit forecast, but there's no snow on the ground in the city that I'm in, about an hour southwest of Toronto.
Oh, wow.
I can hear your accent.
Yeah. It always comes through.
I don't think I really have an accent.
Yeah, it's only the Americans pick it up, you know?
There's only a couple of words that I say. I pronounce the word that you say again. I say it again, as most Canadians do.
Right.
So when I make my erotic audios, a lot of people will say, oh, you're Canadian, you say again. Yeah, I do. Yes.
So, Sharon, what is your background? What did you do before you set up your website?
Well, I am still a phone sex operator. That's what I have done for just over the last 6 years.
Wow.
That's actually the only job I've ever had. I had to look after my grandmother from the time I finished high school until she passed away. And after she passed away, I was used to staying at home, and I wanted to find something to get into that I could do at home. And phone sex seemed to work into that very well. And then not that long after I had been into phone sex, I got into making erotic audios.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to enjoy phone sex myself personally, since personal and business is different.
Yeah.
And I was pretty disappointed with the chat sites that I found online. I found them very glitchy, poorly run, absentee owners that didn't seem to want to care or spend much to keep their websites in good condition. And I thought there has to be a better solution, a free solution. So many of these sites are paid sites. My site does have a paid level, but there's not that many people that subscribe to the paid level, and most of the features are available for free anyway. And I just thought that there had to be a better answer, that there had to be a chat program that worked well, that wasn't glitchy, that wasn't down more than it was up, that had an owner that was online every day, that was there to answer members' concerns and questions. A quality site. So many adult sites are very tacky and have been done on a shoestring, and they look terrible, and they don't work well because they haven't paid a lot to have them done.
That's
and
true.
I wanted a site that was like my dream site that I myself could not find. And so that's when ClimaxConnection.com came to be.
Oh, wow. And that's usually how people start businesses, is when they look for something and they can't find it. So
right.
They start,
problem and solution.
Necessity
yeah, they started
is the
themselves.
Mother of invention. This is
exactly.
True.
You know, I mean, I wanted a radio show. I started a radio station, you know. So, yeah, so that works well. Well, I mean, this is pretty fascinating to be in this. So you went into this in a personal way. What does that mean? I mean, you started consuming phone sex from someone else, or how were you doing this?
Well, I had been starting to do phone sex as a business from 2008. And a few months after I got into it as a business, I mean, I wasn't masturbating with the clients, because most clients are not expecting that or wanting that. Guys have fetishes that they want to talk about that are only specific to them.
Wow.
So they're fine with a one-sided call that's for their benefit. I understand that. But I started to think, gee, this kind of sounds like fun. Maybe I should be trying with somebody to find phone sex with. So this is when I started going and seeking out adult chat rooms online to find people to play with for free on my own time. And so it was when I started meeting up with some of these guys at these chat rooms, and I was phoning with them on my own time, that I saw these chat rooms were not that well done. These sites were just, they really were not what I was happy with. And I looked high and low, believe me, I'm diligent in my hunting. And I looked high and low for months and months and months, looking all over the internet for decent quality chat rooms and good quality sites with decent profile pages and an organization, and it was just all lacking. I couldn't find what I wanted, and I kept thinking there has to be a better solution. Nobody else is offering it. I have to be the one to do it right. And so I started planning and saving to bring this to life. And now I have this beautiful first-class website that I just need to get people to know about to come. Right. Climax Connection is a beautiful site. It was done with a web developer that does not work in the adult field. I find lots of times if a web developer is specifically exclusive to adult, they do stuff kind of fast and cheap and tacky. I wanted a mainstream developer that did adult projects on the side. Right. And that's not as easy to find as you can believe. So it right. took me 18 months to find the right developer that brought this website to life. And he was a young guy. He was only 25 when he started the site a few years ago. And he's done a beautiful job on it. I'm extremely happy with it. It has every feature that somebody could want. And now that it's finished, I just have to, well, it's not finished. There's always new features being added, of course. But there has to be the promotion now to have people know about it. If people are looking for free phone sex, cam sex, webcam sex, sexting partners, erotic short stories and audios, forums, great profile pages, all of this is available. There's free audio and video chat in the chat rooms. Most people just use the texting, but if they right. want to use the video and audio, it's there. If they don't want to give out their Yahoo and Skype to people that they may not know that well, right. I wanted everything to be available to people that I could not find.
Right. And, you know, let us not forget that I think many people in their private lives use, you know, that kind of chat, like Skyping and things like that. Uh-huh. I mean, people, you know, I mean, I've talked to people that do this all the time. Uh-huh. So this is just like playing around with people that are like-minded and things like that. Uh-huh. And, yeah, so it's more, it's like a social network type of a thing.
Oh, it is. It's an adult social network, yes. Right. I wanted to cater to the higher caliber pervert. That's what I wanted. I didn't want to cater to the lowest common denominator, which seems to be the goal of most of these sites. They're happy to have the lowest common denominator.
Right.
I wanted to attract a higher level of user, absolutely. By having the stories and the audios, you're going to attract people that are readers, and people that are readers are often better educated. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of perverts that are well educated, believe me.
I know.
So I wanted the higher caliber perverts to come to my site, yes.
Yeah, sounds good. So have you been able to connect with some people, some great times together?
Yes, I have. People have asked me, do you play with your own members? Yeah, I don't reveal exactly on the site I have played with, but I have found a couple of young boys there. I like them young. I'm a cougar. I like the college-age boys myself,
uh-huh.
and I have found some boys to play with on the site.
That's
and,
awesome.
If I couldn't find fun on my own site, what the hell's the point, you know?
Exactly.
I definitely had to be able to find some fun there myself as well.
There you go. So you have a forum and chat and mm-hmm. all that stuff and stories, so people can really immerse themselves in this. And yet, you know, it looks clean. It's not like a porn site or anything. And,
no, I didn't want it to have that porn site tacky thing.
Yeah.
I mean, of course you have to have ads to bring in a little bit of income. Ads are always going to look tacky no matter what kind of site they're on. That's just the nature of any business. Ads are ads. But I didn't want it to have that adult feel. And because it's, you know, strictly female-owned and operated, I wanted it to be not feminine, but I wanted it to be welcoming to female members. And so many of those sites have kind of a masculine look to them,
right.
where it's like, of course, they're embracing all of the male members, but some of the female members may not feel as welcomed. And pretty well everybody on the site knows that I'm the owner. They know that it's female-run and operated. We have a larger-than-average group of lesbian and bisexual women. They seem to feel quite comfortable on the site. And guys will often say, there's women here, but they only want to play with each other. And it's like, I wanted the site to be welcoming to women, because if you have the women, the guys will follow. So you have to attract the women. It seems once we've attracted so far, a lot of them, like I said, are into other girls.
Yeah.
But we want everybody to feel welcome and find fun. Phone sex and cam and cyber is a fantastic way to masturbate. It is much more fun and interactive than doing it yourself while you're watching porn. Yeah. It's fantastic to be able to share that experience with somebody and have them share your orgasm so that you can listen to them and they can listen to you and you can interact, even whether it's cyber just typing to each other or whether you want to talk on the phone and hear their voice. It's so much better to masturbate together than it is alone.
Yeah, and it's clean. It's clean fun, you know? I mean, you're not...
It is. It's safe, yes.
Who's in the streets looking for people, you know?
That's right. You're not going to get pregnant having phone sex.
That's true.
That is true.
All right. Well, Sharon, I see this post by Sensual Sharon. Is that you?
Yes.
On the site? Okay. So if somebody wants to connect with Sharon, that's Sensual Sharon on the website. The website is climaxconnection.com. And definitely if you're looking for a cougar, that's your address right here. do you still do the phone sex for work as a
business? Yes, that's what brings in my income. Yes. Oh, and I do writing for adult websites as well. There's several adult websites, phone sex websites, sex toy websites, escort classified websites. I write for other operators. Writing is about a third of my income, so it's a great deal that I write every day. I have to write. There's no days off.
Awesome.
But yes, my professional phone sex site is erotictalkphonesex.com, and if somebody calls that number, I'm the only one they're going to get. I do offer that. I'm happy to help people. If I'm online, I have my little flashing available button on my site. But yeah, I look for free phone sex fun on my own time as well. That's why I built the site, was because business and personal are very different, and a lot of people don't understand that.
Right.
And when you're having phone sex for business, it's for the client. That's what they're paying for. You're there to entertain them, verbally entertaining them and talking about their fantasy. That's fine. That's what they're, you know, paying for your services for. But when it's a mutual experience of somebody that you're meeting in a chat room that's free, you're not worried about every minute the cost, and you have as much time as you want, and you can find somebody that's very sexually compatible with you, where you have the same interests, and it's just a fantastic way to masturbate.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good to me.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
I'm going to check it out for sure. I'm a pervert, but...
We all have a little bit of a pervert inside of us.
Yeah, don't we all? But it's liberating to hear that women are actually doing this and not just men, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's all about women being free and liberated and and people admitting that women like sex too. You know?
Oh, yes. The women on the site are quite randy. They definitely are having fun. The thing is that I'm very happy, even though there's not nearly enough people online as I would like. The people that are on there tell me almost every single day, somebody will say, oh, wow, I had a lot of fun last night with somebody I met on the site.
Right.
And it's like, there's not that many, but the ones that are there, we're a randy group. We're having lots of fun with each other, for sure.
Sounds good.
So
well,
when there's more people, when the site is more well-known about, it'll really be a party to come to, for sure, because I know that there's people that are connecting right there now, every day. There are.
Sounds good. Well, whoever's interested in this, the website is climaxconnection.com. The tagline is because we all want to connect. And talk to Sharon. She'll help you out and everything if you need to. And that's it, Sharon. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me very much.
Of course. Much success with the website and everything.
Thank you.
And,
well, hopefully some of the people listening will come and check it out and maybe join up and become members.
Exactly. Sure, I think after this chat they will, yeah.
I would like that.
All right, Sharon. Thank you so much and all the best to you.
Okay, thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. See, I don't know. To me, it turns me on when women are, like, sexy and stuff like that, you know.
Yep.
they're into like expressing themselves.
I think, I mean, even with everybody so excited about 50 Shades of Grey coming out, that just gives you a hint as to like how many people there are out there that secretly have that inside of them.
They have a lot of things inside of them, you know. I mean, the thing is that it amazes me how successful these fetishes are, you know, and these niches are, you mm-hmm. know, BDSM, I guess, and those kind of sites, you know, where it's like kinky stuff. And I mean, I've always said I'm pretty plain vanilla type of a guy, you know. I'm not into those kind of things, and I figure I'm not going to judge people that are into that. But
right.
from what I understand, they always say it's like you know, like highly regarded place people, doctors, lawyers, whatever, you know. They just need like to be dominated, they need to dominate, whatever, you know. And
yeah, because they spend so much time in their lives being the authority.
Probably, yeah. I
know. Being in control.
I know. And besides, I think so many things that people have manifest themselves in a sexual way, you know. A lot of, fetishes that people have that you go, how did they get into that? You know, like people have like foot fetish, for example. Mm-hmm. It's like, how did they get into that? I don't know. I'm having to think that maybe when they were young and they were being horny or sexual or something happened.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it doesn't just, you don't just get up one day and you go, God, feet really turn me on.
Right.
Especially stinky feet, you
right.
know.
I mean, there are some crazy fetishes out there.
Yeah.
There are. I mean, I don't really understand people wanting other people to pee on them.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's a little.
But some people want to. Actually, if you look on Craigslist, there's like a lot of, under gigs, for instance, where you would go look for like a talent gig, maybe. Uh-huh. There's like random.
That's where they would put ads like this?
There are some really? That are like, I just want you to, I don't even know, like bring your underwear over and just show it to me. Like,
wow, that's under gigs with talent?
Yeah, you'd
you
be
have to have talent to pee on someone.
Oh, yeah. You can find some interesting ones on there.
Wow.
Amidst all the like hosting gigs.
Yeah.
Because then it's like host a sex party also comes up under that. So.
Wow. I know. Craigslist's got everything there, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Find some interesting ones.
I know. I should check into it and see what some weird things they have there, you know. I never do. I mean, I just go look for something like a computer or something. That's it, you know.
Yeah.
And but there's a lot of stuff going on there.
A lot of things.
Yeah. I mean, one time on the show we had this guy. He called himself the Craigslist Conqueror, and he figured out a way. He wrote a book, How to Pick Up Women Online, you know, like through Craigslist and stuff. So I don't know. I mean, there's so much to it, so many different facets to Craigslist, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, could be a social network by itself when you think about it.
It's true, because let's say you even go to buy a couch from somebody.
Yeah.
What if that person's attractive?
Yeah,
you don't
that's
know.
True. Huh?
Yeah, you always hope.
I know. It's always easier to deal with attractive people. Huh?
Right. And then you could even be like, well, I wasn't online dating. Yeah, I met the person through Craigslist, but it was organic because they were selling a couch and I was buying a couch.
That's true, yeah. Do you buy things there sometimes?
Yeah, and I've sold Craigslist? Plenty of things.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seems pretty cool. I don't know. I'm thinking of maybe selling like my computer on eBay, but I haven't used eBay very much. Have you?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Because I understand that when you haven't used it that much, you get a lot of fraud and stuff, people trying to rip you off. Because I remember I tried to sell something once, and every time I got like a bid or something, then I'd get an email that it's fraud.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know about that. I haven't experienced that. I actually, somebody gave me several comic books, just a box full of them, and so I sold them a bunch of them on eBay, and I've had a good experience.
Yeah.
You wait until they pay you, and then you ship the item.
Yeah, no, obviously, but still, there's... But what happens is if eBay catches that it's fraud, then they just take it off completely, you know. Sometimes.
So they think your post is fraud?
No. The responders are fraud, right.
Well, that's good that they monitor that.
Yeah. Yeah, so then it's like, oh, so I didn't sell it. Now I got to start over.
Right.
Because when someone buys it, the sale is over.
That's true. You can relist the item, though.
Yeah, and so then you have to redo it.
Yeah.
So we'll see, but But they're saying that, you know, you're more vulnerable when you're a new user. And I haven't really done much. I mean, I bought some stuff on eBay, but I haven't really sold anything. So we'll see. I'll try that. Because Craigslist, you're really limited only locally, you know.
Right. Some and that's also weird because you have to meet the person,
right,
you know, and have them even come to where you are. And that could be a little scary.
Yeah, that's true. If it's a big thing, yeah. Like a couch or something.
Right.
You can't take it to Starbucks and sell it to them there.
No. And when I was selling things from my apartment, and I sold these two bookshelves recently, I just had no idea who was going to come to my door.
I know.
You can email with somebody named Mary, and it could be somebody that is completely different that shows up.
That's true. That's the same risk with Uber also, you know. People are taking rides from people they don't even know.
Yep.
You know, and giving rides to people they don't know.
No, but I mean, I always look at the rating of the driver. If they have, and Uber actually supposedly manages that, if the driver doesn't have above a 4.7, mm-hmm, that they're no longer allowed to be a driver, or that they're like suspended, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even realize. I don't even know how it works. So they get rated, huh? The drivers get rated?
Yep. The passenger rates the driver and the driver rates the passenger. So
Oh, wow.
They don't have to pick up somebody that has a bad rating either, because who wants a delinquent person in their car?
That's true. Oh, God.
You I'm proud to say I have a 4.9 out of 5.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Good. So what, you start with 5 or
yeah.
You start with 5 and then people rate you
yes.
and stuff? Okay.
Yeah. I don't think there's anybody in the world that has a 5. I have a 4.9. It's pretty close.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Have you ever taken an Uber?
No.
Oh, it's great.
Have
well,
you?
I'll hook you up with a code so we can both make some money off of it.
Yeah, so, I mean, so were you like a driver or a passenger?
No, a passenger.
A passenger.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. But I can refer you, and then you could get, I think, $10 off, and I can get $10 off.
Really?
I think so. I think that's
wow.
how it works.
Yeah, except I would never use it.
Well, what about one night when you go to that bar alone? And
it would be down the street. I would walk there.
Oh, well, how athletic of you.
I know.
That's right. You don't wear heels like we do.
Yeah, that's true. Huh? But it's literally down the street. So, yeah. So what's going on in the news? Let's see. You mentioned the SAG Awards were announced today, right?
Yeah, they announced the nominations at an ungodly hour of like 5 a.m.
Yeah, why did they do that? I guess for the East Coast
yeah.
or something? Oh, okay. So it's got to come out like 8 o'clock in the morning,
right.
East Coast.
Exactly. So then all the news shows like Today Show and, you know, Good Morning America can announce it there too.
That's true, yeah.
So early.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen some of these movies?
Okay. You know, I'm looking at the movies, Jennifer. I haven't seen even one of them.
I have seen one of them. I saw the Grand Budapest Hotel, and it was amazing.
Really?
The whole cast was just so good. It's Wes Anderson, and it was a really great movie. You need to see that.
Wow.
I heard Boyhood was amazing. I heard Birdman was great, but like incredibly thrilling, where people left with anxiety.
Really?
Because it's so fast-paced and all over the place, and... Yeah.
Birdman is?
Uh-huh.
Oh, with Bill Murray? That one?
No. I think he's in the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Oh.
Birdman is Michael Keaton.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. That's right.
And then okay, Boyhood is Ethan Hawke, I believe.
Okay.
The Imitation Game with Benedict Cumberbatch and Keira Knightley.
Mm.
And The Theory of Everything. I heard The Theory of Everything was a wonderful film.
Yeah, that I'd like to see.
But a little bit of a downer.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. Well, it would be. I mean, the guy is like totally paralyzed,
right.
You know?
But they only gave him, I think, 2 years to live or something like that. And he still, you know.
Oh, really? Did
yeah.
they? Wow, very interesting. Yeah, he's still around. And man, Stephen Hawkins. Yeah. The Theory of Everything. So this tells his story, right? Like
yes.
when he was still healthy and normal and everything.
And how he and his wife met.
Oh, wow. Is he still married to her?
I think
so. Oh, wow. Yeah, I'd love to see that one.
Me too.
So let's see some of the other movies. Like actors, Jake Gyllenhaal for Nightcrawler. Did you see that one?
I didn't. I thought I'd be afraid and that it would be too scary for me. But people said it was just suspense. And not.
Yeah, it's not a scary movie at all.
You saw it?
Yeah, yeah. No, he just like takes a camera and goes to accident scenes. And
he
shit
seemed
like
so
that.
Creepy that I was
yeah,
like, he must be a killer. So creepy.
No, he's not a killer, but he does some crazy things. Did you see Gone Girl?
I did. I was going to say, this is, Gone Girl is probably the only thing on this list other than the Grand Budapest Hotel that I've seen.
I know.
That just shows me I need to go to the movies more.
I know. I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm looking at all these names.
Loved Gone Girl, and I'm so glad she was nominated. Rosamund Pike.
Yeah.
What did you think of the movie?
Yeah, she was... the movie wasn't... Well, the second part of the movie I wasn't that happy with, but I thought... She acted great. I thought she was a great, great actress.
She was a perfect crazy person.
Right. Yeah. That looked normal in the beginning.
Right.
Yeah.
I had no... I didn't read the book, so I had no idea how the movie was even going to go.
Yeah, I know. Me either.
But I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I know. Where did they find all these movies, man? I mean, and then TV shows. Okay, I've heard some of these TV shows. Do you watch a lot of TV?
I do.
What shows do you like?
None of the ones that they have here. Oops.
Like, you don't watch the Game of Thrones and
no.
House of Cards and all that?
House of Cards I do watch. The thing is, for me, I don't have Netflix set up on my TV. I have it on my iPad. Right. And I am more prone to watch on the TV.
Right.
I'm going to get Apple TV, though, and then catch up on all of my Netflix.
Yeah.
So then I'll see House of Cards probably after the fact that the SAG Awards will happen. Homeland also I used to watch, but I don't have HBO.
Mm.
So I have to catch up on that. Do you watch these?
No, I don't watch anything, really. I don't watch any TV.
Orange is the New Black, I love, so I'm glad.
Yeah, I heard that's pretty good, huh?
Yeah. That is good.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
I need to catch up on some TV. Good thing the holidays are coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, I watch a lot of reality TV.
Do you really?
Yeah. It's just so fun, and it's like on in the background.
Yeah, that's true. Which ones do you like most?
The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills in New York. I'm
really?
Into.
You like those?
Vanderpump Rules. Well, for the show I host, the Two Drunk Girls show that I host, we talk a lot about reality shows, and we do recaps.
Yeah. So. Cool. Why don't you go ahead and promote that so people know where to find it?
Oh, well, guys, you can check out Two Drunk Girls on twodrunkgirls.net. And we definitely talk about a lot of pop culture and reality shows and relationships in the news and things of that nature. Things cool. We're obsessed with, things we think are weird and kill our vibe.
Yeah.
Like, we did talk a lot about Bill Cosby, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, huh? How can you not? I mean, it's all over the place.
But you know what? It's funny, here today, gone tomorrow, because now there's other stories in the news.
Yeah.
So, unless there's an update, you know...
Then. You can't keep talking about it.
No, like we've moved on because that guy was lost at sea for 12 days and all of these protests that are going on and Time Person of the Year.
Yeah. Let's hear about that.
Well, I was worried that they were going to pick like Taylor Swift because a lot of people were predicting that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But wow. They actually went with the Ebola caregivers.
Oh, wow. Well, that makes more sense than Taylor Swift.
Yeah, absolutely. It was, you know, there was a lot of great contenders. You know, there was also the protesters for Missouri.
Right.
Which I think would have been equally, you know, substantial to the Ebola caregivers, because any group of people standing up for their beliefs and for issues going on in the world, I think are making a difference.
Right.
Not that Taylor's not making a difference with her music.
Yeah, I mean, come on, she's just a singer for crying out loud, you know. But the Ebola fighters, I mean, definitely. You know, all these people that, you know, a couple of doctors contracted it just from being there.
Right. And that's what they're saying, that a lot of medical mysteries were solved because they actually dealt with it themselves.
Right.
And were cured. Then again, there's also been almost 7,000 deaths because of it. But hopefully they're learning a lot now that will change the future. And
right.
That's why it's so important.
I know. I know. And it just shows you how dangerous it is to travel, you know, to some places, especially places in Africa, you know. And, you know, I've been to Africa, but the closest I've been to Africa is South Africa, which is very westernized.
How was that? So did you do a safari?
I didn't do a safari, no. I lived there for a year, never did that. But I took trips where there were animals and things like that. But South Africa itself is a very modern country. So,
dying to go.
So it's so it's not like too much like Africa, you know. It's sort of like an isolated Africa, you know.
It's the cosmopolitan Africa.
Yeah, exactly. All the wealth is concentrated there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there are places that are dangerous in Africa for different reasons. You know, some places are just not stable politically. Some have disease and who knows what else.
Yeah.
You know, people getting killed there all the time. Wow. So, okay, so the Ebola, who else were they considering? Taylor Swift?
Tim Cook? The football guy.
The football guy? Who is that?
He's, oh, of course I don't pay too much attention to sports. Okay, then never mind.
Never mind. It's not that important.
He didn't win.
He didn't win. Okay. They have Tim Cook from Apple also.
Which I thought was an interesting choice as well, because what is it, his first year, second year he's been there?
No, he's been there a while. He's been there for many years. But you mean as CEO.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since Steve Jobs died. He died in 2011, so this is 3 years already.
And he came out, which was a very important thing.
Because, right. You know, maybe that's why.
Setting an example for others that you can be a CEO of a company and you can still be whoever you are.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Maybe that's why they considered him.
Mm-hmm.
But there were, there's a lot to consider. But, but these are Times People of the Year. Then there was the Nobel Prize winners for peace. And, you know, Malala, that girl from Afghanistan or Pakistan, that was the girl that was hurt by the Taliban for going to school, for wanting to go to school and stuff. And then so they really hurt her bad, and she became this really famous girl around the world.
I think she had a film that came out, right?
I think there was something like that. A book.
Documentary,
I know,
or
a book. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know there was a book, but her name is Malala well, the last name doesn't really matter, but we all know her as Malala. And she won a Nobel Peace Prize, which is amazing, because she was fighting for children's rights and the right to go to school and educate themselves.
It always makes me happy when a female wins.
Yeah.
It also makes me happy for what she stands for, but the fact that it's a female, it just...
And she's a little girl. I mean, she was 14 years old, you know? It's amazing.
So how did she get that way? You know, it's like back to that same thing, like how did certain people turn out the way they did?
Right.
And other people turned out the way they did.
Right.
She was a young girl. I mean, how did, at that age, did she know to do that?
Right. I know. It just, I guess it comes naturally for you. You know, that's why you have to believe maybe there's a, maybe there are multiple lives, you know, and we do come back.
Mm-hmm. She's the youngest Peace Prize winner ever.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Yeah. I know. But,
I need to look her up and know more about her. That's fascinating.
Yeah, it is fascinating. It was a big deal when she was hurt. And then they took her to London and worked on her there. And then she started becoming, like, active in all this stuff in the Western world.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got that. Let's see. Oh, there was one thing I wanted to bring up. Oh, the Panthers football player. Did you hear of him getting in an accident? Cam Newton is his name, and he got into a car accident yesterday. But they're saying that he was driving okay. It was somebody else that pulled out in front of him, and he tried to avoid that and rolled his car.
Oh wow!
Over.
How's he doing?
Yeah. So they're saying he's okay. You know, he's sore, but in good spirits. He was actually released from the hospital, suffered 2 fractures in his back. So, wow, you're released from the hospital with 2 fractures in your back. That's pretty good.
That is. So is he out? I mean, I have no idea where the Panthers stand in football right now. Is
I know,
he out
I don't
the
know.
Season, or are they already out?
No, I don't know where they stand.
That's my sports lingo. That's what I got.
Yeah. I know. I don't follow either, man. I don't know where they stand, man. It's kind of embarrassing.
Well, I'm glad that he's okay.
Yeah.
It's like your parents say.
Well, they're
you...
not doing very well. They're 4-8-1.
Oh, yeah, no.
So they're not doing very well.
Yikes. But that's like your parents say when you're just starting to drive. It's not that we're worried about you. It's we're worried about the other people on the road.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, I saw this viral video of this, I guess this motorcycle had, it must have had like a GoPro camera, you know those? So, and he was riding behind another motorcycle rider, and they were like doing the thing between the cars, you know, really
that's
fast.
So dangerous.
Yeah, really fast on the freeway. And then so the motorcyclist in front of him, a car like changes lanes, and he hits the car and rolls over and everything, and you think this guy's going to be in pieces,
right?
Well, they don't show you the rest of it because the motorcycle kept on going, the one that's filming this.
Yeah.
But you go, wow, you know, I mean, this, yeah, you know, he was driving fast and everything, and it's pretty crazy, but still, it was somebody else's action that caused him probably to die or whatever happened to him, you know. I can't see that he would have survived something.
No,
like
but then you also think, was it worth it for the footage?
What?
Like, you're not around to see it now.
No, this was somebody else. The footage was done by someone behind him.
Were they together, though?
No, I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe they were. Maybe they weren't.
Interesting.
I don't know, yeah.
Interesting.
I know. So it's like the video is taken from the guy behind him.
Wow.
Him. Yeah. So I don't know. But yeah, I mean, you got to be careful, especially on motorcycles. That's why I won't get on one.
Good.
Because people die on them.
They do.
Anyway, thank you all for joining us. Jennifer, thank you for a great first day.
Thank you.
And you were a big trooper. And and hopefully, even if your parents listened, we didn't offend them or anything.
No. Now you know. Okay. They're just educated.
Yes, there you go. All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.